0044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, September 26th. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Rick Randall's on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. I use your book every morning, kind of like daily devotional, kind of like what I do with my Bible study. And today, I just opened up the book like I always do.
And the word was?
It was on page 62, and it's loyal. And
ooh, that's a good word.
Yeah, definition, faithful, steadfast, true, constant, reliable, trustworthy, dependable, staunch, firm, scrupulous. That all sounds pretty good. Loyal is an essential part of all relationships. Be loyal to yourself. Be loyal to others. Loyal will never let you down. And then you had this poem. It's really great. I love this poem. Success is loyal. Loyal is a necessary commitment. You know, loyal is strong, makes relationships grow. Loyal is an idea not to be misunderstood. Loyal is a solid and feels really good. Be loyal, add strength in all that you do. Loyal makes you strong, me and you.
I thought that was a pretty good poem.
That was a great poem, man. I love it.
I read through the book again this week, and I started in the middle and went to the right, and then I started in the middle, went to the left, and just to change it up a little. But when I got to loyal, that was a good poem, and the book has got a bunch of them. But you ready? I got another poem for you that's kind of funny, but it's Fabulous Friday, right? So to me, I call it Fabulous Friday, and it just happens to be Garbage Day. But here's an important part that's going to lead into the next part. But I absolutely love Garbage Day. I put a tote at the curb, a truck takes it away. Happens once a week, we take out the trash. Our life is suddenly better, kind of like getting rid of a rash. So then I started thinking about trash of the mind. If we watched our thoughts, what would we find? Are your thoughts pretty positive and about possible today? I've tried different thinking and found positive to be the best way. Positive creates possible to occur in our life. Positive thinking adds possible and lessens the strife. Life is not easy, can be pretty hard, you know. But with positive thinking, it's a much better show. Light on or light off is an energy choice. The victory of your thinking gives your life the best voice. Same as your thoughts, are of your own choosing. How is it going as easy? Are you winning or are you losing? What is the goal of the direction you are going? Are you going upstream or downstream? Which way are you rowing? With positive thinking and a light that is on, the path is much brighter, the road trip's more fun. So take out the trash in the mental closet. Positive adds possible to your life. Take off like a rocket. And I thought, I wrote that, and I love that poem, but here's the whole thought behind that is just your thinking. You control your thoughts, and that's the concept of the book, the purpose of the book. But the good words concept is that if your bag of words is full of good words, and you keep the bad words out, and we all know what the bad words are, and if you keep the bad words out and you fill your bag with good words, then in every situation or circumstance, when you're looking for how do I respond to it, it's the words in your word bag that you pull it out. You know, my life isn't a golden paved road. It's not always all asphalt. You know, I have lots of different things, and this week was one of them where, quite honestly, I had some stinking thinking, is what Zig Ziglar used to call it, and I was stuck in a rut. And so, you know what a rut is, don't you? Listen to this. This is a good one, too. A rut's just a grave with the ends kicked out, right? So you don't want to stay there, too. It's kind of like you don't drown when you fall in water. You only drown if you stay there, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
So the thinking process is totally up to you. And you know, listen to this. By age three, they say that a child learns 1,000 words. And what that's kind of cool. But the important part of that is they suggest that that's about 2/3 of the adult vocabulary. Now, I had a teacher come in and he says, they say you recognize about 20,000 words, you know. But on the average daily word bag, you use about 1,500 words. And you do that consistently, you know, from your 1,500 words. Well, if your bag only has 1,500 words, you want to put as many good words as you can, because, like I say, sometimes you get stuck in that rut, you get a little stinking thinking going on, and most of the time, I find personally, is that it's about stuff that isn't even going to show up anyways. You're like, sure. Wow, why are you thinking that way? And so then you rewind. That's the beautiful thing about your mind, is that you rewind, you rewrite, and you replay a better thought. So the concept in the book is that, you know, if you have good words, that's what you use to rewrite your thought. So it goes like this. If you think about anything, just think about whatever it is, and you go, okay, what words show up? And in any situation or circumstance, you can turn that ship around. You know, you can bring out your good words, and you kind of knock down the negativity, you knock down the not going to be good. If it doesn't make you feel good, you don't really want to hold that thought in your head or in your mind for very long, right? If it doesn't inspire you or motivate you or get you excited about your life, then go find some more words, get a better word, and rewrite a better thought. So, you know, your thinking is so important. It happens all the time. And you control your thinking. You only can hold one word in your mind at the same time, or one time. You know, so if I say blue, you're pretty much on blue for at least, you know, a second or two. But so when thoughts pop into your head, you go, okay, what am I thinking? And here, this is what's so important about writing goals down and having goals, is that if you have conflicting thoughts with what your goals are, then immediately, you know, you cancel, you know, rewind, rewrite, and replay. And so same thing with your behavior. If you don't know what the words are, it's hard to exhibit the behavior. And we've talked about this before, but the point is if you have this bag full of good words, and that's what you live your life from, then your behavior is better, your emotions are better, you know, your thoughts are better, your life is better. When we started this concept, it was years ago with a coloring book, and we had this idea, and that if you exposed younger people to good words, then that would be part of their life. That'd be part of their mojo. That would be part of their energy. And it's what's really crazy is that, you know, like I said earlier, 1,000 words by age three, 1,000 words these kids get. Well, they know them. They actually understand them. You know, you get what you get. So if you're telling them yes, and you're saying, you know, you're such an awesome little person. And I mean, you read the book. If you just read the book to the child at any age, they start to get it. And then what's really cool is if you're doing the reading, you get it too. You know, right, so now you're suddenly kind of falling
through osmosis, basically.
Yeah, but, pretty much.
And that's what we did with little Emmy, our great granddaughter. We gave Ashley, our granddaughter, the book, and we said, now don't let her color in this until she's 3-4 years old because of the motor skills. This is a book we'd like her to color in really good, and maybe keep it as a keepsake. But start reading it to her. You know, she's 2 years old. Well, two years in August. And Ashley's like, Grandpa, I go, yeah. She goes, this coloring book is starting to affect my thinking. And I'm like, yeah, because you're reading it to her.
Oh, that's so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly what you just described.
It's that concept, you know, I mean, you expose yourself to goodness. You know, God is so loving and kind and gracious and sparing and you name it. That's in my book. It's amazing the energy. And so then I think to myself is that, you know, believe in the natural goodness of love and life and living. And when you when you believe in that concept, when you think that today's another really good day, then, you know, imagine what shows up. Guess what shows up? And even if stuff, you know, rolls over, so to speak, you know, you go, hey, you know, I'm not going to let that knock me down. You know, I'm going to get back up. And that's what my word fortitude is about, is that, you know, sometimes life knocks you over for a minute, but you don't stay there, you know. And that I think is what's so important. And I found myself this week, you know, when you lay your head down on the pillow and you're like, I'm not really laying down. You go, sure. Well, what's going on in your mind? You know,
right.
And so yep. You start thinking about what it is. And I find that the best thing to do at that point is to write things down. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said, I got so much going on and I got this to do and that to do. And I said, is it on paper? And they said, well, why would I do that? I said, well, it takes the scramble out of it. It puts it on paper. And what's interesting about that, so you go, hey, I need to do this. And I'm getting pretty consistent. I've done it for years. You know, sure. Just at bedtime is a good time. You sit down and you write your goals for the day, for the next day. And so once you write it down, it gets organized, and then you can, you know, leave it, you know, pop it out of the consciousness and go to sleep and rest. And then it's amazing too, is that what I call it, the universal energy, man. It's out there and you just got to put it out there. That's how manifestation occurs to begin with. But I love the idea that you have aid, you have support, you have energy working for you. And so at nighttime, if you write it down at nighttime, you know, who you want to speak with and what you want to do and what you'd like to see get done. And, you know, make your list as big as you want it to and make it simple also. You know, we talked about that, Randy. Wake up. Hey, that's a good
right.
idea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, right. and I write things down like, you know, eat breakfast, you know, make sure you do this, just simple things, you know, take the garbage out, whatever it is, you know, clean the dishes. And I check those off my list, you know, those are fun little easy check marks, you know. And so,
right. So
when you write stuff down on paper, two things happen is one, you organize it in so much as that you take it off of your head. And then the other thing is that you allow the universal energy to show up and start putting the things together. Most of us don't maybe understand that concept, is that, you know, what drops the leaves in the fall, you know, what brings them back in the spring, what creates the most perfect planet. You know, if we just could get along, our planet is so beautiful and everything that we need is available to us. It's there for us, everything that we need. Well, I call that the universal juice, man. It's what provides, makes everything happen. You know, the reason that the oceans have salt in them, the reason that the Great Lakes don't, you know, it was a master plan that was pretty much put together by God, is what I call it. Love,
sure.
Light, universal energy. I mean, it's an incredible, if you just look around, you know, I think about, yep. Especially at this day and age, you know, we're getting close. So just look around to be able to take your phone and ask it anything and get information about just about anything in a split second or two, you know,
yep.
Who put all that in there? Who did that? So we have access, yep. To that energy all the time. It's just way greater than we ever imagined. So rely on it, believe in it, count on it, and I'll see you after the break.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to get a word to end the week with and think about over the weekend. Rick Randall, Road Trip. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey. from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our Friday conversation with Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip. And if you could, Rick, grab a word out of the book and hit it with us, brother.
Sure. So I'm thinking I got to go with words. And that's the premise behind the whole concept. And so, you know, I've learned this along the way. I used to have rental houses. And what I learned was is that the right tools make a huge difference. If you have the right tools in your bag, then the job's way easier. And what's also cool is, like I say, at this point in time, there's a tool for everything. You just got to know what to go get, or it's out there. But words are just simply tools. We use them to describe different find our life, past, present, and future. You know, they stimulate or describe your thoughts and your thinking. They determine your behavior. So I like this line, choose your words wisely as they create the vehicle that you get to ride in. So somebody asked about the book itself. Did I just go to the dictionary and rewrite the words that, you know, the definition of the word? No. I wrote stories about the words. I did write some words from the dictionary, but I tended to switch into the story. So then it was choose your words wisely as they create the vehicle that you get to ride in. So good words give you a better ride. It makes the journey a lot less bumpy. And good words are positive words, and positive words allow you to see the positive possibilities in the situation and circumstances along the way. Good words are light for the journey, you know. The more light that you have, it's a lot easier to see. Well, good words help bring the sunshine back when it gets a little cloudy in your life. They're building blocks of your success. So I have my power statement in the book. It says, build your success with good words. So here's the poem for the day. This is fun. So words are fun to have around, but it depends on what words you use. Likely to succeed A to Z is about your life experience because of the words that you choose. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows and are defined by our choices. Choose good words. Choose positive words. This is important. The words you choose have little voices. When your energy is fed with good words, good words energy shows up in your life. Good words used on a daily basis makes the road trip pretty nice. And that's what this whole book is about. And, you know, I've word like awake, you know, so you wonder what kind of words. I got all kinds of different words, you know, awake. I got friendship in there, exercise. I put that in there and exceed. I love that. Here, can I read one more poem on exceed?
Sure. Got yeah, one absolutely. More
this is a great one. Exceed and succeed is as simple as that. When you are working that much harder, there is no turning back. The target was one thing, but they blew past that goal. They just kept on going. Perhaps they did not know. I asked what they were doing. Their eyes welled up with pride. They were constantly outperforming. Exceed was on their side. So that's just, again, another word and another poem that goes with it. I have another question is another word. Patience is another word. So it's kind of a whole well-rounded word bag just to kind of enhance your life experience. And like I said this week, you know, I was woke up on the left side of the bed. I'm thinking, Rick, where'd your thinking go? And so I jumped into my book. I said, you got to read your book. And yes. it's an amazing therapy, but it's wow. A great book. I hope you enjoy it when you get it. And thanks, Randy, for letting me tout the story, but I sure appreciate your help.
No problem. And again, Rick, I use it every day as a daily devotional. And all I do, folks, is I just open the book up. And it's amazing how your fingers just gravitate to a different page almost every day. I have yet to repeat the same word here for the last 3 months that Rick's been on with us. And what you guys can do very simply, I've created a folder in my phone. All you have to do is text me RT for road trip, and that will reply back with a picture of the cover so you know exactly which book it is you're looking for, and a link to Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. So just send me a text, my number, 231-360-5140. Text me RT for road trip, and you can get your own copy. One thing I would ask you guys to do, when you get your book, after you read it, go back to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and write a review after you read it, and perhaps read some other reviews that are there. Vicky wrote one on Amazon. There's other sales. People have already wrote reviews. What we're trying to do is get 100 reviews on Amazon, because if we can do that, folks, that will put the book into what's called trending on Amazon. And they'll actually put them at the front of the list for any type of self-help or any type of word books people are looking for. It'll actually put them on the top of the search list. So that's our goal. We're trying to get Rick up to 100 reviews on Amazon. So again, if you could help us out, greatly appreciate it. Just text me RT at my number, and I'll send you the link. I'll send you the cover. You'll know exactly what book you're getting, and then read it, and then please write a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. One last thing I do want to mention for the week. I'm going to be going down to Farwell, Michigan. Our good friend Rob Cordes, who owns the Trump Unity Bridge, he has partners. I'm meeting with them on Sunday. We're going to be doing a promotion for their upcoming open house event, LibertyMountainUSA.com. It is the largest outdoor concert venue in North America. They claim that they can hold up to 40,000 people. It's in Clare County, and I'm going to be meeting with the owners on Sunday after church, going down and taking a tour of the place, and they are going to be a sponsor. They're having an open house. It is going to be on Saturday, October the 11th. The gates will open at 3. You'll be getting a concert that night. They've got food trucks. They've got beverages. They got everything. So if you'd like that information, just text me LM for Liberty Mountain. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for the week. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody, and go Tigers!
Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South